How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I think it's so funny that, like, you guys don't have a sexual relationship, but you're, like, just making fun of him until he has sex. Sexual fantasy that you have.
Yeah, it's called bullying. It's very mean.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live in New York City right now with a fantastic guest, Ms. Raina Greenberg. I just want to mention, we're both wearing green. I have probably one of my worst outfits on I've seen in a while. If you're watching the video, I have camo, Zara pants, and white Nikes.
You say Zara pants?
Zara.
I thought you said Zara.
We kind of got the same.
I'm doing some forest. I got a little forest going
green.
On.
I got some forest.
What color are your pants?
I don't know. I think they've just been washed so many times. They used to be
black.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're going for like a nice Williamsburg vibe, you know?
Yeah, you got some holes in your sweatshirt.
Holes
you
in the sweatshirt. This is from a thrift store.
Someone walked up to me after a show and said, you have Donda? Is your sweatshirt Donda?
No, you have moths. That's a moth.
This is moth, yeah. But Donda? I don't think Donda has clothing. Kanye has clothing. Is this a brand called Donda?
Who? Kanye has everything. Kanye just puts it out. Kanye sees it in a napkin. They're like, that's kind of hard.
Did you see his haircut recently?
Mm-mm.
Oh, buddy, boo.
Not good?
Oh, man, it's terrible. It looks like a bunch of puzzle pieces and they're not together.
But give it a week. Everybody's going to have that.
Oh, yeah.
I try to not think too deeply about like what he's doing. Like he lives in a stadium. He lives in Wyoming. Like I try. There's no furniture in their home.
I was happy when he's in Wyoming. I was like, this is good for his mental health.
Yes.
Wyoming?
100%.
You ever seen a cow in a blue sky? That'll heal.
I don't know, dude.
That's nature's Xanax right there.
Jackson. What is it called? Jackson Hole?
Jackson Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's weird stuff happening to Jackson. That's where he was, right?
I mean, the whole place of Wyoming isn't great.
Buddy, all these rich people just go to Jackson Hole in Wyoming.
Rich white people.
Fuck elk. I don't know what they're doing there, but it's not. I don't think anyone's zen out.
I don't think you've ever been to Jacksonville.
I don't know what I'm even talking
people
about.
People love it. It's a lot of like nature. There's good restaurants. You can go horseback riding.
See the stars at night. No pollution. No smog.
That's what they show
None of this
you.
City shit.
That's what they show you. How many rich people go there?
Huh?
Where are you from abouts?
I grew up in Pittsburgh. I went to college in Indiana and then I moved here right after college.
Hoosiers?
I'm a Hoosier.
Oh, shit. I know.
Did you wear the overalls to all the games?
I was a stay in the parking lot, get drunk outside the game kind of girl.
Nice.
Okay.
You would like go to the games, but not go to
I'd
the
go
games.
Outside the games.
Yeah, the asterisk.
None of my teams were good when I was there. Like the basketball team, Bobby Knight was gone by the time I got to college. Mm-hmm. So none of the teams were good. I was just like a tailgate outside, underage drinking.
I think that's the best part. I don't even know if we had football games, but I'd tailgate at a football game.
Where'd you go to college?
San Jose State. D1 school, not great, but just small.
San Jose State was D1?
Yeah,
that was my question.
Couldn't be.
Somehow. Yeah, I don't know. We played a lot of high school teams, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, CYO, a bunch of AAU.
We would just pay high school teams.
It was D1 as long as we're playing high school.
Yeah. No, they were god-awful, but I don't know. I just wanted to get away from home. It was either that or there was a college offer that was like 40 minutes from my house. My mom goes, it's perfect. You can stay there with us. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You were like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I'd rather go to jail 45 minutes away from here.
But I was like, let me leave the East Coast. Let me go to the Midwest where I've like really never... You grew up in Pittsburgh, you think you live on the East Coast. It's the Midwest. So I thought I'd never been to the Midwest. But I'd never really lived in the Bible Belt, you know.
Okay.
So I got to Indiana and I remember swearing in a group like full of people, and my mom was like, can't do that here.
Yeah,
and like people turned around and looked at me. like really? People's parents, not like the people my age. Right. But my mom was like, you can't do that here. You're in Bible Belt now. And I was like, where are we?
Oh, but have you done live shows back there since?
Oh, we'd love it. We have not done Indianapolis. We're working on it, but Ohio shows awesome. We love Michigan. I mean, anything in the middle of the country.
We did Indianapolis. Those shows were fun, dude.
Oh yeah, the more center of the states, the more like wild. Because it's like you're the first event where they might know the act that's in town for months. You know.
Yeah.
I also remember being like, I did shows in Salt Lake, and I thought
Salt Lake was wild.
Yeah.
One of the craziest shows we have ever done.
But it's like I have this perception of it, and then you go out there, and then you're like, oh, this is not the Salt Lake your mom and dad told you about.
No.
They wanted to like really prove to us that like whatever notions you had about this, not true. Give them a couple drinks, lock them in a room. They were. Wild.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But it's like so refreshing. Like they're anti Salt Lake. They're like, oh no, we're not Salt Lake. We're not like those type of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just like when you do shows in Portland, like everyone, like you would think that they're like crazy liberal and you can't say anything. You say anything, they'll freak out. And everyone comes to shows are the opposite. Well, they're like, say everything, please.
Here's the thing. Your audience is going to be like you, right? Yeah, there probably are really conservative people there. You're not conservative. Like my audience is going to be like me. They like me. They vibe with me. They're probably similar to me. If you're like a really conservative person, if you don't believe in like women's rights and abortion and you voted for Trump, you're probably not coming to my show.
No.
You know?
Going to Michael's shows. Yeah, that's right.
Shut that down.
Everybody needs a comedian to look up to.
Yeah, so we have Raina from Girls Gotta Eat today. Awesome podcast. My sister was the one that put me on to you guys, actually. She said she ran into you guys at a brunch spot and somewhere in the city. She was like, she was with her friends and they were like all drunk. And then they saw both you guys in the bathroom and like, you know, when people over talk and then they try not to over talk. And then when they're over talking, they're like, I'm just going to go, you know what? Hey, we went to art school in 2017. We learned. And then you're like, I don't know what's happening at this point.
Yeah.
This is an auction year right now.
Your inner monologue is like, stop talking, bitch. And your outer monologue is like, I'm going to keep talking until this gets better.
Yeah. And you're going to find, you're just looking for an exit point to
and
be
it
like,
it never gets better.
Yeah.
Gets better.
And then you leave on something weird and you're like, I've never had a chicken Alfredo. I'm so sorry, man. I love you.
Yeah.
And I've done that to people before. I've definitely done that to people. And, but yeah, my sister was on who told me about that, and then I was here like maybe like 2 years ago. She told me about that scenario, and I was like, "How did it end? Did you guys get a photo?" She's like, "No, we just ran away."
Yeah, we get that a lot. I would probably be like that with somebody I listen to. I had that like 100%. Weird. I saw Marc Maron having a slice by himself at Joe's Pizza.
I saw Marc Maron at the airport by himself. What is Marc Maron doing alone?
He just hangs out by himself, and
he was
like
reading a book.
He was reading a book, eating a slice of pizza, and I'm looking at him like, I think that's Marc Maron. So I go on his Instagram to like double check those.
Isn't that
glasses.
Funny? You like fact check a real human in
next
life
to him.
And you like check their tour dates and they're like okay, because I saw him on the way to New Mexico
100%.
And I looked it up. It was like Marc Maron in Santa Fe tonight. I was like, that's Marc Maron. And then I don't want to say anything. My mom's like, I'll say something.
No,
hey Mark, because my mom listens to his podcast. She goes, Mark, this is my son Trevor, he's doing comedians, what is it?
Oh my god,
this was also like 7 years ago. And but it's like my mom made that intro and I'm like, hi. And then he's like, hey, how's it going? You have a tongue ring, Mark. And then I just walked away.
Moms don't give a shit.
No.
Mark has a tongue ring?
Marc Maron has a tongue ring.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a little freaking guy.
My weird, awkward interaction.
Yeah, so you saw him eating a slice of pizza. And then
I just was like, hey, oh my God, I'm a really big fan. I don't want to be weird. I also have a podcast. I'm also like on the comedy charts. Also, I mean, like, not size, but like, I'm also. He was like, are you a comedian? I was like, no, I'm not really a comedian. I mean, I would say I'm not a comedian. I do live shows, and I was like, I have to
go. So many of these times, you just wish you just said yes. You're like, yep, I'm a comedian. And then you just like, we're like a normal down the line answer.
Cool.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I don't want a picture, the first thing they say. All right, well, what do we do now?
Yeah, the cool guy.
I don't
guy.
Really want a picture, dude, this but like, I just wanted to like.
A dude thing that and let me know if you guys deal with this. Something, a guy will like come up to us and be like, yo, man, I'm not gonna like blow up your cover because you know, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not gonna ask for a photo, but I just want to pay my respect to you. But like, they give you this whole like monologue, which ends up being longer than like, had we done a whole short film together. And I'm like, I'm down to take a photo. I'm not that guy at all. Yeah. 100%.
I think probably everybody's had a really negative experience with like a quote unquote celebrity or something they met who made them feel bad. And so they want to like preface it with that they're not going to annoy you or bother you. No, nobody like was really like crazy with us like that. Once at a blue moon, like a really drunk person would be like, can I get a photo?
Yeah.
You're like, you could say hi to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's It's not my experience. Usually, but I think men probably.
Well, they have to like, because it's like very like alpha to ask to not have a photo. And yeah. Like right. Beta's being like, yeah, I want a photo. You're like, I don't need a photo. I just need memories. And you're like, this is weird.
I just need my experience with our fans is usually sort of that they just want to tell me their like breakup story, right? Or they're like, so yeah. I went through this really bad breakup, and this guy left me and he also took my dog. And I just want you to know that you helped me get through this. And it's like a very personal conversation to be having when you're just on the street getting groceries, which is very funny.
Yeah. And then you just hit him with a quick like, oh, here's what I would do.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, here's my therapist number. Thank you so much.
Here you listen to the podcast. Here's the episode.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Ours is a lot of it's all over the place. It's really, what's interesting is like people come up to me that are like clearly in high school and they're like, I love your podcast. I'm like, you're 12.
Dude, there's a 14-year-old in the hotel that was checking in and then he sees both of us. He goes, Stiff Sut. And his mom pulls her head out. And I was like, no, you don't do that. You don't listen to us.
Listen, when I was, so I always say one of the reasons we started the podcast was because like, I went through this terrible breakup. I was 27 or 28. My fiance left me the day after our engagement party.
Day after. Oh, that's.
Yes.
Hold on. So I know you told the story a million times. Can you just give me the cliff notes? Because that sounds just.
Yeah. I mean, we were together for like three and a half years. Oh, no, I don't care. It's been so many years. We were together for like 3.5 years. We got engaged around June. And then the morning before our engagement party, he like came home at like 5 a.m. He'd been out all night. And he basically woke me up and said, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And I don't want to marry you.
A wake up? No, like, here's an espresso?
I woke up and I was like, you know, we have this like whole weekend this weekend. I'm like kind of bummed that you were like out all night. Yeah. I was just like, I wasn't yelling at him. I was just upset. And he was just like, I'm having second thoughts. I don't want to do this. He basically told me he didn't want to do that. We went to the engagement party and then the next day he left me. Damn. So I remember thinking, I feel like I am the only person who has ever gone through this. I can't imagine another person's fiance ever left them. I'm so humiliated. I don't know what to do with all this like anger. And my primary emotion was humiliation.
Of course.
I mean, after being devastated. But I remember feeling like I don't have anywhere to look. Like, I don't know anybody that's experienced this. And the great thing about podcasts is that you get to now hear all these people talk about their experiences and you're like, oh, I do see somebody else's experience that looks like mine. And I couldn't do that 10 years ago, not 10 years ago, like 5, 6 years ago without reading a ton of books, doing a bunch of research, hiring a therapist. I love podcasts because like somebody that's 14 can actually look up to you guys and be like, oh, I can be a comedian and I can have a podcast and I can talk about all this stuff and I can have a girlfriend and still talk about our sex life and our relationship. And I think that's like so special about podcasting that like people can actually see their experiences represented pretty easily.
I think it allows people to be like open. Like I think you guys talk wild too on your show. And I think like we talk wild on our show and I think it does allow people to be like, oh, like these urges that I have or these like kinks that I have that I haven't told anyone, like these guys are talking about it and it's funny. And I'm fine with it.
Yeah, before him, I didn't even know foot fetishes were a thing. Like I knew, but I didn't like know, you know? Like you hear about them, but you never really see them.
And butt stuff, dude, what up?
Butt stuff.
Yeah, you want a butt stuff guy. I switched the room.
Dude, this guy's a salesman for-
Switch the room.
Salesman for the old, hey, G-spot in the ass, come on now.
Oh, so switched it up.
I think it's so funny that like you guys don't have a sexual relationship, but you're like just making fun of him until he has sexual fantasies that you have.
It's called bullying. It's very mean. It's the worst co-host ever. No, it's
like we're business partners, honestly, so we're gonna want the same stuff in bed.
No, it's very interesting because the show didn't even start as like a sexual thing. The name was just a funny name. The first format of the podcast, we went out and like did stuff, and then we're gonna talk about it. But let's go skydiving. And then we'd come back and then we would just like banter. And then we'd be like, oh yeah, we should probably talk about skydiving. But we never liked talking about the activity. We always liked talking about the beginning part. And then there's just like, hey, like 12 episodes. And I'm like, we're just going to make an adjustment. Maybe like one person was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We like the activities. But
that's a cool, I think, like lesson for people is like, I'm sure people ask you all the time, like, you have millions of followers. I'm sure people are like, how do I get there? How do I do this? It's like, I can't just pick a thing that you like and just start doing it.
Yeah.
And like, we thought with Girls Gotta Eat, we were going to have some like food component to the show. Like thought we were going to talk about a food thing every week. And that was immediately eliminated.
Yeah. And but that phrase could mean so many things, which is cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to mean like a sexual innuendo. Right. But like,
okay, make sure we're on the same page.
It's like tongue in cheek. But I always like, how do you become a huge podcaster? I don't know. Pick a thing that you like and just do it. And it might morph into something completely different. You never know what people are going to latch onto that you do.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like people feed off like, enthusiasm. Like, they're like, oh, these guys love talking about X, and they just love talking, they love hearing about people's like enthusiasm about something. Mm-hmm. And you guys obviously like love talking about relationships and sex, and people just like
dick.
And dick? Goddamn.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Goddamn. Speaking of dick, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I am single. I just went through a breakup.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, why? Did the guy wake you up in the middle of the night?
It's like the engagement party's up for 9 months.
You just never sleep again?
No. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I can't be woken up with a breakup again.
I'm going to be a nighttime nurse. This is terrible.
Like, she looks tired all the time. I'm like, it's worth it.
Shut up. I need an Adderall.
It's not that like salacious of a story. We just
salacious.
Sort of.
Great word. It. I fucking I love it. Spell that. Spell it. Salacious? No, never my entire life.
That'd be my R&B
really
name.
Good at spelling, but I-S-A-L.
Are you about to do this right now?
I cannot spell salacious. S-A-L-A-T-I-O-U-S.
No one in this room knows.
I can spell bananas.
You could do it again? No way. Give it to me.
S-A-L.
You have a computer in front of you, you fucking hack.
S-A-L-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Fact check
it. He hits C and yeah? T.
Yeah, that was good. Damn.
Okay, how do you spell it?
S-A-L-A-C-I-O-U-S.
I'm such a good speller.
Oh, I'm Gabe. I've got sexy eyes.
Yeah, whatever,
sexy,
man.
You do have sexy eyes.
Gabe is fucking hot, dude. Yeah, his whole face is hot.
Hot podcast producer.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look at that. He's so hot. It's so, what, like, for you not to be in front of the cameras, it's so dumb, Gabe.
I like it back here.
Should we play like basketball where you like subs in and subs out? Taps me on the knees. Like, absolutely. Get in. Get out.
Yeah.
Get that face in the frame.
Let's do it.
Gabe cam for a second, and I don't know what happened to it. We need Gabe Cam back.
Put a GoPro on his forehead. Okay, anyways,
salacious.
Yeah, it's not that like salacious. It's we just don't want the same things in life. We weren't going to like mesh well long term, and we just called it. You
How
know?
Did you guys have just because you were together? You said we off the mics. You said that you guys were together for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys not have those kind of like long term talks up top, or were you guys just having?
Or does
fun
that seem too weird too early on?
I mean, I think that first of all, when you meet somebody, you don't know what they want long term. I mean, I got the heavy stuff out of the way, like immediately first date, like, do you want kids? Do you want to get married?
Yeah.
Like
Bumble kind of does that for you now, or a lot of dating apps, like, do you want kids? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yes, no. And then like the question drug. Mark mogi's like, I don't know.
Our first talk, I asked if he wanted kids, but I think
before you sat down at Outback,
kids.
Do you want kids before you meet up?
How big should I make this party table for? Oh, just us two. Interesting.
That's so funny. How many people should be part of our reservation long term?
Yeah, long term. Well, that's a great way to phrase it without scaring a guy. I'll be like, let's say we're at dinner in 10 years. How many are we making reservations for? And he's like, for our friends. And you're like, this is not going to work.
I'm like that. I'm like, for friends. Can we ball out with friends?
Yeah.
I'm not friends, like nine of
extra
kids.
Wives.
But I think that you just learn a lot about how somebody handles stress, what their goals are, what their attitude towards money is. You know, anybody, I'm not talking about him, but in general, like somebody can tell you that they're a hustler, but being a hustler.
If a guy tells you he's a hustler, you should probably leave in general.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm an entrepreneur. Himself, you're like, you work at AutoZone.
Describes himself as high functioning or like really down. You're just like, okay. But I think that, you know, just because somebody describes himself a certain way doesn't mean they are that way.
Yeah.
And that's not, he didn't like pretend to be anything that he's not. So I'm not saying that about him. I just think you learn things about people, and COVID relationships are very different than regular real life relationships.
That speeds you through the bullshit. You don't have time to go ice skating at Grand Central Park. You got to get into it.
But, you know, I think that people are like, well, the world has been opened up for a long time, but it hasn't been really, right? Mm-mm. So we met and we had a lot of like just one-on-one time for a really long time, met families, did stuff like that. But it wasn't really until June that the world like actually opened up. You could travel with people, weddings with people, people, make plans with friends, and really see how somebody just like fit into your life.
Yeah.
And I just don't think like long term it would have worked. And we had a bunch of like conversations leading up to the final breakup. Like this wasn't a blind signing situation. Like I didn't feel like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I felt like we both were kind of like,
you guys like, not like, shook so sure about like mentally this. And physically like kind of shook hands on it. Like this is not, I bid you adieu.
Was there like an example that you could give me that you were just like, oh, that's like a baby red flag. And it sort of like sprouted into a bigger red flag. Was it like, cause you were saying it doesn't like kind of fit in your, like your friend group sort of, or.
And I like, don't want to like put him on blast.
Of course.
Him. I don't know that living in New York was for him. So that's like a big thing for me.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I want somebody that really loves New York. I've tried it my whole life. I've tried to be with like, I've always said like, I'll move anywhere for a guy. I'll move anywhere for love. I'll move mountains. And I think that I'm settling into the idea that I'm that's not the case. Word. I've tried to date people. I had a significant other lived in Charleston for a long time. Denver, this guy was from LA. Wow. It's just, I want to be in New York. This is my home. I am a New Yorker. This is where I want to be. I'm not going to become a mountain person in fucking Denver. I'm not going to be a Southern
Charleston. What about Wyoming, huh?
A mountain person.
I'm just not. It's just not for me. I'm a New Yorker.
The ugliest person in the fucking world. My boyfriend's a mountain person.
That's kind of cool.
Bear Grylls. Yeah, I'm not outdoorsy.
I'm not going to, I don't want to go hiking on the weekend.
Also, when you want to see somebody, you don't want to be like, I have to get on a flight now.
Yeah, and so you have to come to a point where you're like, do you want to live here? Like, and so I don't know that like New York is really for him. And I feel like this is where I want to be. And by the time we sort of called it, it wasn't like some like crazy shocking situation.
Yeah, but that seems incredibly like adult. I mean, that situation like almost barely happens where someone's just like as like emotionally intelligent and as open as both you guys were to be like, all right, well, this is like, let's like let's handle this as opposed to like, put your like blinders on and just continue. Cause so many relationships, people just go, nope, don't see anything. Nope, don't see anything. And then 4 years down the fucking road.
Right. Well, this is my job, right? To give people dating advice.
Of course.
So I want to like practice what I preach.
Okay.
I don't know that I would have handled this situation like this 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I also, there are situations in that relationship that I am still beating myself up over where I'm like, I knew better.
Yeah.
I could have done better. Mm-hmm. I should have done better. But giving advice and doing it in your own life are totally different things.
Right. You gotta practice what you preach, but that's very hard to do.
Yes.
I'm the biggest proponent of that. I fuck that up all the time.
Yes. And it's hard for me and I beat myself up and I'm like, I could have done better. I could have been better. But it's like, okay, when you love a person, it's different. You want to be kind to them. You want to help. You want to say that we're different than other couples.
Just give them so much benefit of the doubt because it's just built into love. You're like, sick, but I love you. So like, it's all good. It's all good. Mm-hmm.
But you want the benefit of the doubt too. So it's reciprocal. You know, you're like, I don't want to be expected to be this perfect person either.
Right.
So I should let you be this imperfect person because I'm an imperfect person.
You're a perfect person. I'd say you're perfect.
I love you so much.
That was so nice. Really, really nice.
Hey, come on. When you both wear green, you got to compliment each other.
Guys, I'm wearing green too, okay? Can someone
shut up. You're not a perfect
God
person.
Damn it,
anyway, so it seems I'm seeing a lot of outside New York dating, but living in dating. Is it kind of like where you, it's like you've been there, done that with the New York scene? Are you kind of just like, meh?
I don't know. I love dating in New York. I think it's like.
Or like the dating scene out here.
I don't hate. I mean, I think people hate on it and they're like, it's the hardest place to date, but I will tell
people say that about every city.
Every city.
People in Denver are like, yeah, it's the hardest. People in Chugwater.
We're mountain people.
Ashley and I do this thing at every single live show where we say to people, tell us what dating is like in your city. We get one-liners from people.
Yeah.
We do this in every single city. Every person will swear to you that their city is the worst. There are specific problems in every single city. Like, I could tell you exactly what dating is like in any city. It's very funny. There's like exact makeup of it.
Uh-huh.
But like, I feel like New York has the best looking people, the most successful, the most interesting.
Well,
going on.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, I think that you suffer from men in New York and LA having like the next best thing syndrome.
Right.
But so do the women, you know,
of course.
We all have to tell ourselves that like this thing I found is good enough sometimes.
Well, I think the abscess in general doesn't even matter where you fucking live. Like I think that gives you the next best thing. Cause it's like swipe, swipe, swipe. Like it's literally infused in your like brain at some point after you're on the apps for a year. You're like, there is always next best thing, even if you're a mountain person or you're living here or LA or Minneapolis.
I mean, it's like ordering food. You're like, I got the best thing on the menu. And somebody walks by with goddamn fajitas and chicken fritters. And you're like, what is that? Is a chicken fritter a thing?
I don't know.
Apple fritter.
I got blueberry pancakes.
What I want to ask is, what city is it like? It is so easy to date here. I want the opposite. What? Everyone's like, it's so hard to date. What city is like, it is easy?
Alabama, because you can fuck your cousin and there's just so many options.
But even then.
Not that many options. There's less people.
Even then. They're like, okay, what are we going to do?
And you go to family barbecue, you're like, God, cousin Cheryl didn't even see you.
Yeah, getting ghosted by your own cousin.
fuck, that's sad.
Awkward, I know.
Yeah, I don't know, I do think that every city is like, we have the hardest dating, but it's like, I just want a city where you land. Like, it is so easy.
You know who probably has it the hardest is was it Iceland that we were talking about? That they have
it's
the
bright
Tinder,
all day?
You have Tinder for family, yeah, basically.
You know what I mean?
What?
I said it's bright all day in Iceland.
Don't let them get away with that. What are you
it's
telling
bright
you?
Right,
during the winter or the summer.
No, that's Alaska.
Iceland has the same thing.
Family Tinder, so you can pick a new family?
No, so that you don't. So everyone there is like very like closely related. So they have to have like this incest tracking app so you can tell like,
Iceland.
Let's say you, Iceland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can tell.
They
if,
do
like,
that to make sure you're not like,
yeah, am I related, too closely related to them?
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. What do you do if you catch feelings and you're like, you're 13% cousin?
Would you legit care? 13%? That's not enough.
I don't care.
Thank you.
Like, how hot are they?
I love you.
But that's what it is. It's not until it's in front of you where you're like, I could write this off.
13%? Who cares? I would go as much
as 99.
No.
Again,
30%. 30% and smoking hot.
Yeah, how dirty can he get in bed? Let's, you know?
Right. All right, okay.
What does the dirty talk look like?
All right.
What does the what look like?
What does the dirty talk look like?
Oh, I thought you said dirty chocolate. I was like, is this a move I'm missing out on?
Dude.
You my cousin, show me the dirty chocolate.
30, how about this? 40% related.
40%.
But like a hog and like symmetry and just like.
Symmetry?
What does 40% mean? Like a fourth cousin, fifth cousin?
We're going third cousin.
Are we losing 10% for every?
We're making up numbers here, but let's go third. Let's go.
Sounds like a horny ass SAT question.
Yeah, third cousin. You know what? Let's go second cousin.
I'm not doing second cousin.
Yeah, it's too.
I mean, would anybody find out?
Would they be sending me Christmas cards? You know, that's where I draw the line. If I get Christmas cards, yeah, from I ain't doing them, it.
You couldn't list your second cousins if you tried.
I have a couple of them. Okay, Would I run into them at, okay, when I say happy holidays, like I'll run into a funeral, it doesn't matter. But am I going to run into you at like Christmas and good holidays?
No, you will not.
All right, well then maybe I'd fuck them.
I would
turn
too.
Up, there we go.
Who cares?
Also, do we grow up together? Like,
no,
do I even know you?
No, you don't even know.
Does he wake you up at 5 a.m.?
No.
All the questions you need to know.
No. Did you fuck your stepdad?
No, I watch a lot of stepmom porn.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's
so you wouldn't?
Category for me. Would I fuck my stepdad? No. I've had a stepdad
you
for
do
like
have
25
a stepdad.
Years.
All right.
Yeah.
Would I fuck a stepdad? Sure.
There we go. What's a half brother? Not blood related. Your step.
Your
so
half
what is your
brother.
Stepbrother's son.
Stepbrother's
son.
No, stepdad's son.
Yeah, I think it depends on if you grew up with them or not. Like, I grew up with my stepbrothers.
Oh, different. Okay.
And they're handsome guys.
Yeah, they're playing football, like, and you're like, hey, Derek. And he's like, God, Jesus Christ, Raina.
Yeah, they're like my brothers. Like,
okay, so if you didn't grow up with them.
Maybe it's like a late in life marriage. Like, maybe like your mom married him when you're like.
That's what I mean.
My friend had that. Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
My buddy started dating this girl, and then those two parents of those were single. Then they got married, and then the two broke up. My friend and the girl were like, we gotta like end things. It's the seniority rules are here, and dad gets what he wants.
We had this girl come to a show, and we were doing this segment about families, but this girl said she was dating this guy, and he ghosted her. He cheated on her and then ghosted her.
Okay.
And then her mom married that guy's dad, and he comes to Christmas with the girl he cheated on her with.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, this is the worst nightmare scenario.
Yeah, that's terrible.
In the world.
Oh, my God.
I'd never go home again.
That's the worst white elephant gift ever.
Surprise, the girl just fucked me off.
The girl I cheated on you with. Jesus Christ.
I don't know how we got here.
You said you're in stepmom porn.
I like stepmom porn. I don't watch a ton of porn.
Yeah.
But if I do, why?
Yeah.
I go in phases. Sometimes I just want to masturbate to my own thoughts, which I.
That sounds so powerful. Scary.
No, it sounds like some Deepak Chopra stuff. It's very therapeutic. If you can.
I'm not masturbating to like the weather. I mean, like
the
me,
weather.
Like experience, like to fucking
okay.
people. That's
but a nice
me.
Sunny day.
No, that's like
nice sunny day in Brooklyn. Come on,
a rainbow. You never jerked off to a rainbow
twice.
I feel like that's like master level. If you're like just jerking it to a rainbow,
yeah, you're like just a fallen leaf. You're like fucking. I love the fall.
Slower,
I love that, dude. What the hell was I gonna say? Step.
Mom.
Oh no, I was gonna say. So you can use your thoughts. Trev, when was the last time you like literally just used your thoughts?
I just mean like to a past sexual experience.
Oh, no, no, word.
Memory, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
When was the last
time? I thought we were just painting pictures in our head.
Oh, I thought we were looking at Gabe and having him answer.
No, Gabe.
Gabe just looks in a mirror and looks at his own eyes and just.
Yeah, what's the question? When was the last time you used Gabe?
When was the last time you used your brain?
I can pop.
Sometime in the shower.
That's shower.
Yeah. There you go.
Shower.
Yeah. I can do a shower.
So if you can't, if you don't have access to visual assets, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
My girlfriend was telling me the other day, she was like, sometimes I just like put on a Spotify playlist, and she just like.
Oh, it's a thing. People masturbate to playlists all the time.
Really?
The co-host of my show, Ashley, she says that she like Rihanna. Uh-huh.
I can see Rihanna.
Did she have like a sexual experience to that song and sort of that just like cues in those memories?
It's the zone. It's your body.
In like a zone.
It lubes up the soul.
She's like a musical part. She writes the playlist for all of our like live shows. She's just like very musical, and she likes to fuck to music, and I don't.
I hate fucking music. It's not for me.
I had a buddy in college. I told him this, that we like shared like a dorm, and he would bang to country music, and I would like come home from parties, and he'd be like blasting like Toby Keith, and I'm like, this is sad. Like, are the girls like stoked on this?
Some girls might like it.
I get too into the song. Like,
the
whatever.
Beat, me too.
Yeah, whatever the song is trying to give me, I'm like, oh, I'm that person. Like, if it's like an R&B song, I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Like, I love you. Or it's like rap.
But it also
seems
like if you have a curated playlist, it's like hard levels of love. Like, if you're just meeting for the first time and he's like, let me put on this playlist for romance, she's like, we just met.
Dude, I literally had an experience. Right. Like, I met some girl, it was in college at a club, like, literally known her for 2 hours. Went back to my house, and I'm very like into R&B. And I never really fucked music, but for some odd reason, she was like, turn it on, whatever. So I turn it on, and I'm like, literally, like, in this girl's, like, she's in my arms, and I'm just like piping away. And then I'm just like,
yeah, you ever fuck so hard, you go on kayak.com and book a vacation with her?
Let's run away to
Massachusetts.
Yeah, and literally, that was the last time.
That is so true. Like, if some like R&B came on, I'd be like, I don't know you.
I don't know you, but like, I feel like I love you.
But then if you put it on shuffle, it's like R&B, then it's Maroon 5, then it's like heavy metal Slipknot, and you're like,
then it's like a Jiffy Lube ab, and you're like, Jesus Christ, I gotta.
That's three songs in.
I listen to a lot of like reggaeton. I feel like if like Bad Bunny came on, I can't fuck to that. Or like Ozuna.
I think you had a good workout in though.
Yeah, I like to exercise to the beat. That's what my preferred exercising is. Spanish rap music.
It gets you going. I'll be driving by and I hear somebody else driving by with it. I want to get out of the car and start twerking on their hood.
Dude, speaking of working out sexually, my girl's now like we're getting into this like edging thing. I usually just I'm edging myself. But now she's kind of reading the edge. Now she's into the edge. And now these are like, this is a new thing. I'd say probably the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Or the last 3 weeks. It's like become, we're like having like sessions now. And it sounds fun.
What does that mean? You guys get close and then you both run to the separate corners of the room?
Yeah, tell me how you like ourselves in the head.
How do you both edge?
I love this.
Literally like she can, well, I can do it because obviously I can feel myself about to come. So I'll like hold her there or whatever. But stop. And I'll like wait till I'm done and then go again. So I'll like edge myself. But now she's getting, I don't know if she's like feeling the like pulsating or whatever the fuck, but like she can sort of feel when I'm about to or getting close. Uh-huh. So then she'll stop. So she kind of beats me to it. So now she's like getting invested in the edging. So we're just having like, instead of the normal like 15, 20, it's like, now it's but dude, we're doing edge. I'm not stroking for 40 minutes.
Okay, but you're having like penetrative sex. You're not like usually masturbating when you're doing that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
She's like, she'll be like on top of me. And then she'll be like fucking me. And then she'll like sort of, I guess she's like reading facial expressions. And then she'll just like, she'll stop and sort of like kind of grind. So there's no up and down movement. Cause you can like last for hours if you just grind.
I can't. I'll come from grinding in like 5 seconds. But I feel like every guy I've ever been with, there's like a telltale sign when he's gonna come soon. I can always tell.
My face is like,
we usually start looking around and we start like panicking, like think about other things, think about gardening.
Yeah, yes. Dude. I literally this last night.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, we did not. Is that why you relate to the show?
We did not have a session last night. It was fucking 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But literally, I like, for some, New York gets me horny. I don't know what it is.
The air.
Are you staying in a hotel?
Yeah.
That's why, because you can do disgusting things.
Oh, yeah. I'm beating up a hotel. I actually stayed in my buddy's house. I'm not staying in a hotel. But
are you banging in your buddy's bed?
Oh, he told me he changed the sheets. I was like, hey, when I get done, you got to change the sheets again because it's going everywhere.
Yeah, wow. Good. That's a great. You're a great guest.
Dude, he left me folded towels. He changed the sheets. He's a beautiful person. Case Rosso. Do you know Case Rosso?
No. He sounds like a great host.
He is a perfect
guy. Or a guy who didn't want to sleep and cum next week.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Boys are going, oh, so speaking of like things you think about to not cum, and this is wild to say, but this is what came to my brain. My grandfather used to be an umpire. And so...
I'm turned on, actually. See, right.
What are we going to do with the catcher's mitt? Okay, so what's going to happen?
So literally, yeah. I was just, I don't know. I premeditated. It just popped in my head. I was like, I don't want to come yet. What do I think? And usually I think about like my grandma's hands or something, weird stuff. But
I think about math.
Math is good.
Wait, do all guys have like a specific go-to?
But it never really works.
It works
what
for
a second. What kind of math?
I'm like 8 divided by 9.
You're doing a math problem in your head trying not to funny.
I just do like random things just because even if I'm thinking of something, an equation that doesn't work, I'm still thinking about, my dick's like, this is not helping. You're gonna
like, good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. She's thinking about other dudes. I'm thinking about math equations. That's a full circle.
I think about that a lot.
Is she thinking about another guy?
Yeah, because sometimes you like close her, like when a girl closes her eyes, I go, let me see your brain. You're not thinking about me. You're not thinking about me. There's no way.
Trying to think if I don't. I can't recall like a time I've ever done that. And like, really? If I am ever letting you fuck me and I'm thinking about another person, this relationship is so
word,
over.
Word. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that.
You've never done that to try to like, oh, I'm not coming off
what
this
are you
situation.
Thinking about? Just let the me feeling?
Do. What do I think about?
Yeah.
I really like a lot of dirty talking bad. So like the dirtier, the weirder, the better. Yeah, I liked somebody to like talk to me just about their day. No. And like I will participate in the dirty talk. So I like a lot of dirty talk the whole time.
Goddamn. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Goddamn.
I don't really dabble in dirty talk. I need to up my game.
Dirty talk.
Somebody asked me the other day, she was like, all these guys always like send you all this like these sex. And I was like, yeah, I initiate it. I provoke it. I love it.
That's great.
Yeah, that shit gets me. Dude, I was literally, she was at the office because she works from home in LA. But
sending you messages on Slack and shit.
Bro.
On some Excel spreadsheet.
She sent me a picture of what she was wearing. She hasn't like actually sent me nudes, but she sent me a picture of what
she was
wearing.
Did you ever
send you
nudes?
Uh-uh.
That can be good enough. Just an implied nude.
She sent me what she was wearing to the office. And I, for some odd reason.
Obstacles are hot.
Bro, for her just be at the office and she's like 20 like streets away from me in the office.
Thinking about your dick.
Oh!
It's just so hot.
We were sexting on the plane as I was coming here.
Oh my God. You know you're horny because you bought messaging on a plane.
I've masturbated on a plane before.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In the bathroom. I'm the king of it.
Yeah, he's done that.
Oh.
And do you go back row? Or I mean, you might be flying first class. So that's the way.
Sometimes.
No. Oh, okay. Do you go in the bathroom or just in your seat?
I'm not gonna masturbate in my seat. What kind of animal do you think I am?
Animal? Know? What kind of
legend?
That's
not. Dude, if you're like, can I have a blanket? Like
if you're masturbating if you're in first
next class,
to a person.
First class, like, do you need a blanket? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you put a blanket over there.
In Delta One, because you're in your own pod.
that's what
I was thinking.
You ever flown JetBlue Mint? You could pop a few things in there.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
No, I really like sex. I really like to like have phone sex. I think it's really fun. I love this idea of like, yeah, I'm just in the office. I'm going to send you a sexy pic. It doesn't have to be like butt naked nudes. Like, I actually think like the more implied nudes, the better. Like, or you like send somebody a photo of your like your hand inside of your panties, but
yeah,
you have your panties on, like
yeah,
somebody say panties.
The curiosity gets yes. you get your brain yeah. riled up. Dude, but just that, a nude, you're like you put in the cheat code and you're like I have all the cars and the money I want on Grand Theft Auto, and I'm still sad.
A yeah. full nude dude, is like so violent, like somebody's just like upshot pussy.
It's violent, but also dude, also I like to see, I like to have some mystery. Even 100%. When I'm fucking, sometimes I've told them 100 times. Sometimes I like to leave the bra and panties on.
Sometimes she leaves the room and it's a glory hole.
Yeah, and I'm just like, whoa.
The neighbors.
Oh, I love.
Where's my grandfather?
I love to pull the panties to the side. It's great.
It's great for about 5 minutes, and then you get a rub.
But
you get a rub.
It's that first. It's that first motion of getting to that act, and then you're like, oh, we here now.
You know what's hot? It's hot because it's like I'm so into it. I can't even wait to eat your fucking panties.
But do you ever do the guy boxers where you gotta pull it out like it's like no. those like doors like at a like
no, your like, boxers
at, like
are
at a coffee
off.
Shop you gotta pull the you, okay hold on
it's like a theater curtain you're like
yeah exactly wait
but I have a question for you Trevor yes. Why okay so you're not into dirty talk is it because
no
you
I am I just I don't know what to say
you don't know what to say I don't know. A lot of people are like this so I'm just curious
I think once I get that past that barrier I'm all the way in
How old are you
28.
Okay. Yeah. When I was 28,
I also don't really have a big vocabulary, so I'm nervous. I'd say something dumb. I'd be like, "Your vernacular is so tight tonight." Yeah. Like, what did you say to me?
Yeah. Give me your salacious. She's like, "What are you even saying to me? How do you spell that?"
I always tell people to start like really slow and light. Like you don't have to like you don't need to open up with like I want to. Whatever.
No, not whatever. Just open it up.
You don't
just
like open up with like, I'm going to suck the cum out of your cock. Like you can just open up with like.
Please do.
Describing yeah. things in the room.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, whoa.
You can just be like, your body feels so hot. Like your yeah. body feels so good.
Body feels like a catcher in the rye. You're just reading books. Your body feels like a pink lamp. Oh God.
Like one of those Himalayan seesaw lamps.
Titles. Oh my God. The candle smells so good in here.
But there's four yeah. people listening right now rubbing their nipples slowly being like, this is good. This is good.
Let's yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
so you're describing the room because the whole joke on this podcast with Michael and I is like Michael's very like the sexual deviant. I'm like, I didn't even know you could make a girl come until I was like 22. Clip it.
You didn't know that we come.
I because I was in a fraternity in college and like no other guy's like you fuck last night, nice. But did you make her finish? And you're like, wait, what did you
that
say
is
to me?
So true.
Braxton,
like, you forget that like
Braxton.
Men. That is so funny. So men just, are not asking each other that. They're no. like, hit it, bro. She get off too. That is so true.
It's a two sentence dialogue. Did you fuck last night? Yeah. How was it? Sick. All right, I'm gonna go get a bagel and go to
that
my
is
sex
so
ed class.
True. Yeah. Every woman, the follow up question is like. Did he get you off?
Did you get yours?
You?
Did it? Was it a thing?
100% of the time, it is up to the women to teach the men that we're dating that it does exist and that you can do it. But then it's tough for men because, like, I was talking to this girl. She's young. She works for me. She's our assistant. And I was talking to her about like meeting guys that are like 22, and she was like, "This guy, blah blah blah, didn't do this thing I liked." And I was like, "Cause his only sexual experience is probably with his last girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she taught him a very specific way to get
yeah.
her off.
Yeah.
You're just gonna have to teach him like about your amusement park, because that girl's amusement park, the rides are somewhere different, you know?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a Six Flags. She had a Disney World. It's yep. fucking yeah. different.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you got to get in those little teacups, you know, spin it around a little
right.
bit.
Some people yeah. like those rides where it spins, you stick to the walls. You just never know. Everybody's speed is different.
Yeah. Some people just don't like roller coasters.
Right.
Yeah.
And some people are fucking your roller coaster while you're gone.
That's me. I'm just eating the boardwalk fries. I'm not even on a ride.
Let's
yeah.
go. I don't know if that means sexually, but I'm going to say it. So I need to start. So that's where the kind of the whole yin and yang of this podcast is like, he's doing all these crazy deviant things and he's yeah. kind of informed me on these things. And I'm just like, yeah, man, I just do a couple of positions. And I kind of feel like that's just kind of where we're at.
That's my role on the podcast too. I'm a little wilder.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashley's great and super hot and she gets hers. But I think I'm just like a little bit crazier.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that it's not everybody's natural inclination to do all stuff. Also, I don't think that you need to contort your body into 25 different positions to come. Like,
no.
I think you got a couple solid lines you'd like to use and a couple solid positions. Right. But like, your body looks so good. You feel so tight. Like, you're going to make me, I do like a lot of cum talk.
Yeah.
So like, begging for someone's cum, stuff like that.
Fuck!
That's right.
Fuck!
Dude, this guy be yelling.
Fuck!
Oh my God. That, I mean, these are all gems. Write it down on pieces of paper. I mean, these are all gems. So I'm, cause I need to play both sides where I'm like, okay, try not to come, but also let them know so I can play in the middle. So you're dirty talking, but you're holding back.
Yeah. Did you say I'm going to come really hard?
Yeah. I feel like the beginning stuff should just be like the way that she makes you feel. Cause it's like complimentary mm-hmm. and it can be like a little dirty. So it's like,
fuck. I'm a girl. Don't right. talk me.
Fuck, dude.
Why do you call me dude?
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Fuck, I'm fucked
fuck,
up.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we just let me know.
I kind of looked at you and I fucked up.
Never mind, dude. This role play is over. I'm done, dude.
No, all right, here
we go.
I'm
gonna go yell at pigeons.
All right. So I feel like it just like, if you're beginning sex talks, you just be like, I always get fuck, dude, again. You just be like, fuck, like, God, your pussy's so wet.
Yeah, here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, your pussy, fuck. Oh my God, you feel so good.
Okay, yeah, we, but that's, I feel like that's ground level. I've been there.
Oh,
I've
that's said what, those. Okay. No, I thought I
checked those
ground.
Off the list. Okay. Oh. What's next? Because I hit those a few times and I go, I'm just repeat here.
Like, I thought about you all day.
My, there we go.
My little fuck doll.
Yeah.
Like, fuck doll? I like
wants
fuck, doll.
Fuck doll. Who wants to be daddy's little whore? You want to be daddy?
I don't mind. I don't mind a little bit of daddy.
I'm gonna say this to my Uber driver tonight.
Tommy, you're my sexy little slut.
Yeah.
And you choke somebody a little bit.
And then,
hot
and then,
damn,
and then,
Delta
and then
Gam.
Then you pull it out and you go, beg for it. And she goes, I want it. You go, say it again. I want it. And you choke her a little bit. And you go, say it again. I want it. And then you go, tell me you're a little fucking whore. And she goes,
what do I do if I already came?
You just make her a sandwich.
She's like, what? I want it. You're like, okay, you're going to have to scrape it off my leg then. I got nervous. That's
it's
the
already
thing.
It's already on the sheet.
Because I half my brain is about content. So I'm thinking about, I'm in dirty talk land. I'm like, how funny would it be if I talked all this game? Then
you
I came quick.
Uh-huh.
And then I would go straight to the Comedy Cellar and try it out and then bomb. And then,
So it can be hard and intimidating to go backwards if you've never done it. But yeah, I think it's like
you commit.
Really exciting. And okay, you can also start the dirty talk way before the sexual experience. You can, like, when you're at work or you're like on the road, just be like, I can't stop thinking about like bending you over this,
yeah,
whatever the
that's
fuck.
Good.
And like you start the dirty talk outside of the bedroom. So the time you're together, like you've already,
it's not started from
that.
Zero.
It's already lubed up.
You've already
like practiced that type of verbiage. Cause like we get that a lot to the podcast, people saying like, I've never dirty talked and I've been with my man for a while. And it's like weird to like bust
start.
Out something crazy. And they're like, yeah, who are you? But
yeah,
it's like, no man will ever be upset you ever busted out some dirty talk and sent a crazy nude pic or even just like an implied nude or something like that. Yeah. Like nobody will ever be upset about it.
Yeah, but I think to your point, there's got to be some breadcrumbs first. You can't just like, you can't be like, here's the whole loaf. It's like, yeah, where?
It sums up a few messages.
Yeah, we
and
just
then
came from NJ
there.
Designs.
I have
I don't
a question
know.
For you. What is the appropriate response to a nude? You send a nude to a guy. What's an appropriate, what's a wrong response?
Okay, so
thumbs up in it. Hot take.
You would be surprised
good?
How many guys like don't know what to say and they're so caught off guard by it that they like say something like they'll just send like a winky face back or some
terrible.
Shit. Or like,
wow.
Looking good, like something like that.
I know, yeah.
Like anything that you'd send to like a pal, don't send that to me. But it is common. So I just want to say, like, it's not everybody's natural inclination to know how to respond to a nude. We've had a lot of girls say, like, I took my first nude, I sent it to my man, and he acted so weird. Like, I would just like write like, I can't wait to touch that later. I can't
there we go.
Inside
what if I say
later.
You're the body of a D2 softball player? Winky face.
It's not bad.
You want her to talk to you again?
No, file for a restraining order. But
yeah.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I don't know because I've.
I'm gonna be thinking about this for the rest of the day. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Like something like that.
God, you made me.
I'm like, just such a.
I always go. I'm fuck. I'm hot already.
I'm such a verbal person, so I read text and I think about it. I don't know if I read it how they sent it. So if somebody was like, okay, that sounds great. I'm like, are they mad at me? They're like, no, I literally meant, okay, that sounds great.
If they send you a nude, you can only read it one way. It means they want to fuck you.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't mean
I'm
like, let's get our taxes done.
Well, that too. But it's more so like, if I'm sending something, are they thinking like, oh, wow, this is cool. Hey, thumbs up.
No, so sometimes I'm always like, I don't want it to be an opening to have like a full-blown like phone sex kind of thing or sexed conversation. I just want it to be like, fuck, I'm in church and I get through church, you know.
Yeah, I'm doing a baptism, so please leave.
Yeah, sometimes I'm worried it will spiral into sexting and I'm like, I don't fucking feel like it. I was trying to send you a photo. But yeah, just like I can't, like I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of the day or like that's not fair. You look so hot. Like fuck, your body is so sexy. Anything like that, totally fine. You don't have to like start sexting right away. Mm-hmm.
But I will say that is hyper misleading though. If you send a nude and you're like,
you
oh,
get
I can't believe
text?
He's sexting now. It's like, bruh.
I'm not saying I'm insulted. I'm saying I'm just not trying to do it all the time.
Right.
But like, yeah, like you, like that got me so hard. Whatever.
That's my go-to. Like I'm hot already. Or yeah. Like, God, I'm fucking hard already.
Hot and bothered in this Arby's.
That's pretty good. And who's got the meats?
Me!
Well, yeah, I mean, this, I don't know. I was never just a really super sexual guy. In like college, I would, again, I was in the frat, do missionary, you get dog, you get in, you get out, huh? You slap a wine bag, you tweet about it the next day. But so I think when I just graduated, no girl was ever telling me like, hey, you should like do more.
Uh-huh.
Because then it just kind of was like a bunch of like one night type things. Then I never really was in a relationship. And then now you're like, oh, this is time to figure out what this is all about.
Yeah.
So I kind of came into it a little late.
Well, I also think that like no one is born. I mean, they are go off. Good for them. No one's born knowing how to be good at sex. Like I didn't know how to like, I didn't know what I wanted or how to ask for what I wanted or what I enjoyed and didn't enjoy for a really long time. I mean, you only get better with practice. And I have at this point had practice, but I've had long-term relationships with people that were more experienced than me. I just think like, if you're enthusiastic about sex and you're willing to like try stuff, I can work with you, not you specifically. But, you know, I dated somebody that was just like a little more conservative. Like the guy I dated from Charleston was just like a Southern boy.
Charleston seems very,
yeah.
And I don't.
It is interesting.
Like, I said something like, every time he was like, he would like touch my, I'm not big into butt play. It's not for me. But he would like do it a little bit. And it wasn't for me. But I was like, hey, I noticed that you like start to like touch my asshole a lot when you're like about to come. Is that something you want to do? And I wanted to like have an open conversation. Like, I don't like this. This takes me out of the moment. But like, if you really want to try it, like maybe we get some lube or something, like whatever. Right. I wanted to have, and he was like, I don't need to talk about this stuff all the time.
Weird.
Whoa. And he like really shamed me for it. Cause I just think that like, that's not his wheelhouse. That's not, he doesn't want to talk about it. Women don't talk about that stuff. And like, if somebody ever shames you for that, that's not my person.
He just seems hyper embarrassed about that. Like it's like a moment where he just doesn't want to discuss. Cause he's like,
I'm alpha buttholes. It's weird. God, let him.
Charleston, yeehaw.
But Charleston does seem like a place where there's not a lot of butt play, where they're like into that.
See, I think there is.
It's not discussed.
I think there's not discussed. But I think dudes are getting fucking jammed out. Yeah.
Charleston.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. And he was super
hot. Dudes are getting pegged.
Yeah. Well, maybe we go there and we go, how is the dating out here? And they go, it's easy to date out here. And we go, we've solved the mystery. Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina has some hot people.
It's
everywhere.
Some of the most
people.
Beautiful women you will ever
Holy
see.
Holy Toledo.
Just Charleston. Gorgeous.
Fuck.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But I do, to your point, I really think it's like, and it, this is way easier said than done, but like just open communication, like if you know what gets you off, like as a dude or a girl, if you just have, I mean, I know it takes a lot of confidence, but if you can like articulate what you want early, just feel like everyone's so much happier because it's like, you're not trying to like figure this fucking Jenga thing out. It's just like, this is what I like. And then so there's no mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much, dude, I'm not saying like, because I know it's hard for a lot of people to be that open, but it's like this weird, there's so much flaps going on there. I don't know what's happening, but if you can talk about it, then it's like,
zoned
oh.
Down. I so came this, in on, there's so much flaps going on.
There's
down
so
there.
Many flaps in vaginas. Flip flaps.
So I think one of the easiest ways to ease into this, what one of my, like some tips I have, I would not bring this up after a sexual interaction. So if I'm laying in bed post-sex, I wouldn't be like, so here's this thing I really like, because like somebody's just instantly going to be insulted. You didn't do that. They think you're insulting them. Yeah. I would not bring it up then or when you're about to have sex. I would bring it up like in the car. I would bring it up even if you're like watching TV. You don't have to be facing each other. And something I always think leads to like a pretty open conversation, you can veer away from it if you need to, is I heard this thing on this podcast.
Yeah.
Is that something that you would ever be into? That's right. Like so crazy. I had a dream about this thing. Would you ever want to do something like that?
Dream about this thing. I read
this thing in a book. That's so
wild.
In
my parents
people
doing
like
this thing.
That?
Would you be down for that?
Right. Yeah. I saw my dad do this to my
One
mom.
One time I fucked my cousin.
Uh-huh.
He liked
Stayed
it.
For too long. It was weird. Yeah.
Make it a hypothetical thing about somebody else.
That's
and
great.
Be like, that's so interesting. Would you ever want to like try something like that? And like, there's levels to this shit also. Like we had a dominatrix on our show. And I, on my way to interview this woman, I was talking to my boyfriend at the time and I was like, do you ever want to like do stuff like that? And he was like, no, I don't want you to tie me up and do that. But then I interviewed her and I was like so turned on by the interview because she was like, start with blindfolds and just like put a blindfold on your man and tell him he can't like touch you while you like suck his dick. And I was like, this sounds so hot. Yeah. And I like immediately ran home to do it. You know, like just because you hear an idea doesn't mean you have to like immediately go to the most like
the extreme,
the black diamond hill of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't put on stilettos and slam his testicles. You can just kind of start with a blindfold.
100%. You can start.
This is fun. It's like a pinata.
I went home and I was like, put this sleep mask on. I'm going to suck your dick. You can't touch me.
Because that doesn't sound like BDSM. That sounds like a fucking.
That kind of did.
Grand old Tuesday.
There was a lot of aggression. Put this on. I'm going to suck your dick. It sounds like a high school.
One guy's going to be like, oh, but I'm making pork chops.
Yeah, you're right.
I wasn't yelling when I said it. You know? Okay.
I'm
big on tone.
Yeah, tone voice. Like tone. Soft, sexy tone.
Yeah. Are you a dom, if you will? Are you like submissive or you can do both?
I can do both. I mean, a dom, no. Like, I don't want to like yell at somebody and humiliate them.
Right.
And I know that people like love that. And that's great for some people.
Some people in cages. You know, you got a tiny dick. And guys like, yeah.
Yeah, some guys
a lot of CEOs. Uh-huh. A lot of high power guys just getting power somewhere else.
The guys that owns like Twix is just like in a cage.
But I love that.
Me too.
They have their out. It's either that or they go to break rooms and they just destroy a bunch of shit. They're like beating up TVs.
People want
to
be like humiliated.
Yeah.
It's not for me in the bedroom. I mean, I always say like, I'll try everything once as long as I don't feel like unsafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not really for me. I would probably prefer to be less. I would prefer to be dominated than to dominate another person.
Could you, we've been bringing it. I've been bringing this up a lot on this podcast recently. Like, would you, if you were with somebody, would you be open to kind of doing like a little switcheroo with like another couple? Or have you, or would you be?
I have not. I have had a threesome with another couple.
Let's go.
I don't know. I like never say never. Like,
did you know the other two people, or was it kind of like friends, or was it just kind of like a thing?
Yes. It's kind of funny. They called this girl. This girl like looks a lot like me. We went to high school together, and they like called her the fake Raina in high school.
Oh no!
And
I
always wanted to fuck her boyfriend. He was like really cute, and we like.
And he's like, hey, it's
the three of us came home from like a bar one night. It was like kind of late. And she like kind of suggested it. And I was like, you're gonna let me fuck your boyfriend? Okay. And she kept trying to like make out with me and touch me. And I kept like batting her off.
Yeah.
So I
could fuck her boyfriend. Oh my God.
But like we hooked up a little bit and I fucked her boyfriend. And then they broke up and I kept fucking her boyfriend.
Let's go. Why would you want fake Raina when you can have real Raina?
Yeah.
Upgrade.
Yeah. But I mean, I never say life is long, you know, like people are like life is short. No, it's not. Life is long. You can have many iterations of like what turns you on, what you think is exciting. Things I probably said 5 years ago I would never do. I love doing. So I never say never. Would you guys switch with a couple? Maybe like not with you two.
I probably wouldn't want to know the other couple.
Okay. I definitely would. I definitely would.
Did you care who the other couple is?
I wouldn't want to know them.
Would you want to watch somebody fuck your girlfriend?
If I could.
All about that. I am nervous because I think if she moans a little louder than usual, I'm in my head.
Yeah.
I got that young Jewish fucking guilt up in me. I would be so nervous. She moans twice more. She gets two moans a minute. Anytime she gets three, I'm like, get out. You're done. Tap in.
That is so funny.
I'm nervous.
She can like it, but not as much as she likes fucking you.
Well, I just, if it's a different guy.
That would really bother me too. If she was just fucking, wah.
Okay, well, that tone would bother anybody.
Yeah.
She sounds like the Rugrats intro right there.
That is so true.
She was just going off. I would be very open to it if I could fuck his wife or girlfriend, whatever.
If we're
doing like a fair trade thing, that would be really hot for me. But I'm not like a cuck. I couldn't just like watch them fuck and be like, yeah, like that would bother me. What's happening?
I feel like you said today.
I'm a digital cuck.
What is a digital cuck?
Digital the cuck meaning that if my girl, that if my, you said title? That if my girl had old videos.
You said you'd do recent.
What do you mean recent?
Video right now. Like essentially, he would watch a video of her getting cheeked up with another man. He'd watch it.
I would, but not if we were like, not if she did it like right now. If you're like a past relationship.
Mm.
That would
filmed on like an iPhone 4 and it was a little grainy.
Has to be. I want a fucking Nokia.
And you could just see the football turf on the bottom?
Fuck you, dude.
So she didn't know that you were alive. So like, I understand that.
Oh no, dude, I didn't know I was into that till literally like 8-9 months ago.
Okay. How did you find out?
Because I was sexting with some girl and I was like, yo, something. I mean, essentially send me a video, right? Okay. And she's like, I am not in a position to send you a video. I have like old ones from like past relationships. And I was like, send them.
Fucking blockbuster, and, bitch, send it on over.
She sent them and she was getting piped out by a dude with a massive wang. And I was like, this is fucking awesome because
he's put on VR goggles.
Hysterical.
Well, because he filmed it like POV. So in my head, I fucked that girl before. It was
you liked it because you just had a big dick for this scenario.
Like, he's filming her.
Yeah, he's like not this. In the video, really.
Well, he's
his face is not
there. Reverse
his face.
POV. Well, no, it's still
POV. Well, no, it is POV. But it was
reverse POV.
It was
the POV of his eyes.
it was the best POV because essentially a lot of dudes were fucking her. Because I've already fucked her. Uh-huh. So in my head, it was essentially, because when I watch porn, I go, that's me. That's me. I'm the porn star. That's me. But this was like extra intimate because I already fucked this girl. So it was like this weird POV porn of a girl that I already fucked. So I was like, it's extra. This is me. Am I articulating this right?
Yeah, cuck. No, I absolutely get it.
Buddy, so then I was like, hold on. Am I a cuck? And then I was like, nah, I'm a digital cuck.
No, but POV is different. Like, because you can imagine that it's you.
It was me.
Oh, okay, I like this.
Yeah, it was me, dude.
I don't hate this.
Yes, it was me. Yeah, so I think I could do the couple switch in the same room, and it would turn me on to watch her get piped out, but I would have to be...
doing something.
I couldn't just be... you know, playing Parcheesi in the corner. While
good.
You don't want to just jerk off to it.
Giant Jenga?
I would need to, because I'd be like, oh, you're getting some, I'm getting some. It's like an equal, you know.
I can't see myself ever doing that, but if I did, like watching my partner have sex with somebody, but I did, yes, there would have to be a scenario where I'm also having sex with another person.
Yeah. I think it would bring everyone closer. You high five and you
and
leave.
Then you never see them again.
Yeah, and they're calling, they're the wind.
Yeah.
And then you high five and talk about it on the A-train.
And you see him one day in Target and you're like,
no one makes eye contact. Something. You just look down. Okay, Trevor, you're not going to do something like that.
I'd do it. I would just need, I would need double. I need to be
you're
doing
in?
Something. I said that in the beginning.
Oh, my
I would
bad.
Just want to be banging something too.
Okay, something. Anything? A cocker spaniel?
Illegal.
Hold on. Literally anything.
Something. You know, you ever take two the sponges, put them in a Pringles can?
Have.
Sad, but we saw a video one day. It's like guys making their own, like essentially like pocket pussy, like a fleshlight. It was like literally on TikTok. Oh. It was so sad.
Okay, and a Pringles can.
Two sponges, Pringles can. You put a latex glove in it. Like you file for bankruptcy. It's a slippery slope.
Call a therapist as soon as you're done doing it.
Oh, 100%.
This sounds fine. Sounds like you want a fleshlight, but you don't have enough money.
Fleshlight. Sent us a bunch of fleshlights because of the show, and there's nothing sadder than cleaning out a fleshlight. Because you're finishing it, dude. And then you're just
I
in
never
the sink.
You to clean it.
Oh, yeah.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
Oh,
mental
Lord.
Feels very much like it. I had a friend that after college I lived with, he had to throw his out after a week and he had like bags under his eyes. And I was like, you good, man? He's like, those things are the devil, man.
That is so
they're funny. Super dangerous, dude.
Like, do you lube them up? You put lube in them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you have to, but it feels
I wouldn't like go in way, the dry. Yeah. You lube it up.
Okay.
Cleaning, it's weird. You're like cleaning, you put next to your frying pan, the whole thing.
Yeah. There's some dishes you haven't done in 2 days and you're like cleaning that and your dishes are like, what is wrong with you, man?
And your girlfriend comes over, she's like, what's that? I'm like, it's for the show.
It's for a vase that keeps flowers.
They're not easy to clean, right?
No.
Is there not like a
well, there's not a good mechanism? Drying process. That's the big one. Because you can just connect the two of the faucet and just kind of put some Donnie in and, you know, get a little
open on both ends.
Yeah.
Well, you can open it to clean it.
Yeah.
You unscrew
but
the chamber. So funny.
But the drying process is hilarious because it's just like out, and you're like, I hope nobody visits the next 4 to 6 hours.
Makes you sad. It does because you're looking at it, you're like, it looks like a jellyfish kind. It's just on the counter. It just you're like, I'm a bad person.
Yeah. After I masturbate, I always put the toy away before I go to sleep because I don't want to
wake up and look at it.
I have never closed. Anything faster than when I finish coming after porn. It's like you come and I'm just like Xing out as the cum is coming out of my dick. I'm just Xing out.
Who am I?
Yeah. Me too. You do that too. I immediately X out of it.
It's awful.
I don't want to wake up and see the shame the next
morning. That's terrible. That's
you do it and you get away. You're like, I don't even know that old Raina. Who is that? That was a different person.
Right, like, I don't know who that girl
you know
was.
What is so cool.
But that's what it is. You get it on, you get the toxins out and you're like, I am level-headed now.
God damn.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Goddamn. This is a wild question. You don't have to answer if you don't want. Do you squirt or no? I'm good. I'm getting somewhere.
No, I'm so jealous of people that can.
See, here's the thing.
I've been on the podcast for years.
Here's the thing. Can I say this, though? Are you, though? Because I was just going to say, fuck, because for us, you X out, you got the cleanup, blah, blah, blah. But for y'all, if you don't squirt, there is no cleanup.
I know, it's nice.
That's got to be a fucking joy. I just thought about that. It's literally just
way to go to sleep.
It's yada, 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 yada.
Pastrami
sandwich. DJ.
And then you just...
The DJ, that's
down funny. And sleep. We're just like, it's all over us. We're like, what? Who am I? My mom hates me. X, you got to find a fucking sock or a towel.
Yeah, went out the window. Now the neighbor's like, what the hell?
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Nothing is better than like coming, boom, lights out. You're just
done.
Asleep.
Oh, God.
Question, do you smoke weed or any of that?
Oh, I was
joking. I don't do any drugs, but I've done all the drugs. So
yeah, hilarious.
I quit smoking weed right when COVID started because I was living alone during quarantine.
Yeah.
And I felt like New York did not feel safe. And I felt like I was going to get too paranoid. So I stopped smoking.
Oh,
yeah. And I just never went back to it.
But I was just wondering because nutting high, elite.
Oh, it's the best feeling in the entire
world.
So
I was saying, for a woman, it's the same feeling.
Coming when you're high is like the greatest feeling you will ever feel.
That's the Lord's NyQuil right there. That is melatonin for the soul.
I can edge way longer if I'm high.
Because you get sidetracked, you're like, did I turn off the microwave?
Yeah. Are there Tostitos still in there?
That might be true. Like my brain just hasn't focused. But like,
well, for whatever, the end result.
The experience.
Can you
great.
Fuck high though? I get
no.
Weird.
I don't want to fuck high.
I can't.
You make eye contact.
This
you're like, I gotta
solo
go.
Solo mission. Yeah, I'm not trying to move at all.
Also, no. I just be alone when I'm high.
Me too.
Have
everyone
to think
leave
about other
me
people
alone.
When you're high is stressful.
Yeah, you're next to someone. You're like, oh, I don't.
Am I standing weird?
Show. Yeah, the whole.
Have I breathed out of my left nostril?
Yeah,
a lot?
Do I hold my arms like this? I hate it.
Yeah, too many thoughts.
Yeah, I don't. When I'm high, it's a solo mission. I just want to be by myself.
Being high is the only time I don't want to hear music having sex. Because then, if you're high, you're having sex. You're like, what am I thinking about? Should I say something? You're like, elephant truck. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, that's what just, and then I'm like, you just overthink everything. You're like, is this right? Is she enjoying it? Mm-hmm. Like, I just, God, I'm just super in my head. I can't.
How do you guys
it.
Feel about drunk sex?
I don't like drunk sex. I like two shots sex.
Okay.
That's what I
feel like it's kind of, it's, you're like halfway through and then kind of like throw up a white flag. You're like, should we just.
All the time,
morning,
right? We're like,
finish
done.
It off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I never know as a girl when to like say that.
Right.
I mean, you feel it out with your partner, but like, you know, at some point you're like, okay, this is dry. This does not feel good. This is the muscle. Stop getting
dude,
it.
Dude, my girl, we had drunk sex, whatever. And we, what's the thing that, Lifestyles? Is that the condom thing that sent?
Lifestyles condom.
Yeah, Lifestyles sent us vibrator. So I gave it to my girl. And so it's in her house. And she was like, after like whatever minute, she's like, I'm honestly not gonna come. Mm-hmm. And I always feel horrendous. Like if she doesn't come, then I'm like, oh well, then this sex was meaningless. I'm a piece of shit.
No.
So I just went to get the thing and fucking she buzz it out. So like it's nice
reinforcement, when, you know,
oh,
bring
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, it's always funny because like I'm just like, it's like your joke. It's like I'm literally not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just like in you and you're just like you're getting Tesla right now.
Yeah. That I mean nice. It's a hot concept, but the halfway through you'd be like, sleep.
She used it on me though.
Huh?
On my little grundle area?
Nothing will make a man come fast. You suck their dick and put a little vibrator on their grundle.
The word grundle just sounds like a little fish.
You just like sort of rim it a little
just
bit.
Just a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, just lightly. Put on the lowest setting.
Yeah.
Low setting. You lube
Do vibrators
up a little?
Have a low setting?
The lowest
They
setting.
Seem like the lowest. Like,
That's when the batteries are too fresh.
You gotta get the batteries out of the TV remote.
Yeah, you gotta get like not fresh batteries.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Yeah. Put it on the lowest setting, and then you.
Yeah, you get those batteries that are in the fridge a little bit that are extra cold, extra power. Yeah, that'll tear so some funny. Things off.
I have a question. How did you learn that? Like, because you said like I feel like a piece of shit if a girl doesn't get off, and like I feel like not. That's not like a natural thing always. Like, did somebody tell you that?
I've been like that since I literally can remember. I remember like my first girlfriend I ever had. I was just like, if she didn't, I would be fucking sweating because she didn't like get off. And I think
like who like, told you that?
Honestly, dude, nobody. I think like I was raised by like women, and my mom and sister were like, you gotta make everyone come. But I think like
it was like take women are just as valuable in this experience as men are, kind of thing.
I think so, or like I got like super lucky the first kind of like interactions, and then so they like came, and I was like, oh, that makes me feel like a man. Like, yeah, I fucking did that,
chasing that dragon.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So because nothing's better when everyone's sitting there. We're all everyone came. It's fine.
It's the best.
It's the best. But it's so shitty when like, dude, it happened to me literally last night. In that session that I was talking about, she was edging.
All your fucking sessions.
Hilarious. But she was edging me, whatever, and I fucking came. Like, you ever have a surprise come where you're like, Jesus Christ.
Ever?
But anyways, I had a surprise come, and I felt horrendous. She was like, she literally was like, yeah, she like felt good. She was like verbalized. She's like, yeah, I did it. I feel so good because like, you didn't think you were going to come, and I made you like.
But that is a win on her end.
For sure. But there was a part of me that, because we're all sitting there, I'm all cummed out, and she's like wiping. I don't know. I
cummed out.
I like that you feel like that, but I will say, and I don't speak for all women, but I can enjoy a sexual experience without fully coming. Like,
I don't believe any woman that says that.
I really can though. Like, just, and I'm always like, no, I'm not gonna come every time. Like, yeah. I probably get off more from like penetrative sex than your average female. Like. A lot, but like there's plenty of women that like will tell you they have never had an orgasm while like a dick was inside of them, like a penetrative orgasm.
Wow.
A lot of women need like a vibrator while they're having sex, or you have to go down on them. Like, everybody's super different. Yeah. But like, yeah, I don't measure every sexual experience of like I had to come or I didn't enjoy this. I can still have fun and like not completely get off. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's like
dream.
That's what I mean, but it's like we're going back to like the Six Flags thing. It's like going to a Six Flags and being like riding all the rides, but not riding like the big roller coaster that you came to the park to go. You still had fun. Mm-hmm. The teacups are fun, but you want to get on the.
You
big
still got
roller
a photo,
coaster.
Is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but you want to get on
you
the big.
Showed everybody uh-huh. Boomerang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't have to, but the more comfortable I am with a partner, the more likely I'm going to. Sure. So like if I feel like more emotionally comfortable, I'm not in my head about like, how does my body look? Do they like this? Are they enjoying this? Like, that's why, like, listen, I think that people should have one night stands and go home with strangers and fuck on the first date and do whatever you want. But personally, yeah. I'm going to enjoy a sexual experience more if I just like know you a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't have to be in my head about that stuff. And women like, there's been studies about like men and women and the different parts of your brain that have to relax and light up and become accelerated when you come. Men have a lot more accelerators than brakes, essentially. Women have a lot more brakes in their brain.
All gas, no brakes, baby.
Yeah, men are like all gas. Exactly.
When you say brakes, what do you mean?
Women have more things that come up in their head than men them from coming
got it.
Terms of anxiety, stress,
I didn't even think about
how
that.
You feel about yourself. Like, cool. Like there have been a million actual like psychological studies about the brain that say like that one of the best books you could read is Emily Nagowski. It's called Come As You Are. She's a doctor, and she talks about like the chemical makeup in a female's brain that allows them to like fully be part of a situation and come. And like there's just more breaks in a woman's brain.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's a very good perspective. So we have a segment. We have two segments over the theme of socks. We have Sock Talk.
Okay. You know,
and that's where people just kind of write in, either ask for advice, get some off their chest. And then the next one is Secret Sock. That's anonymous. And that could be anything.
Okay.
That could be like, hey, my grandma's last cookie. Or it could be like, hey, me and Graham had a little fucking time, you know? So it's all over the place.
I love that. Ali Colbert's a comic. She does like tell me a secret on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Like cracks me up what people are willing to admit. It's crazy.
Dude.
But people have those things and they're like, I need to just tell somebody.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So do you guys want to tell me a secret or someone else's secret?
Well, let's do it right now. So let's do the first
one. Sorry.
No.
Told Instagram that Raina was coming on the podcast. And so we had a bunch of people
that
needed a female perspective. So this is an interesting one. This is from Marty. And Marty says, how often should I change my bed sheets?
How many sets of sheets do I need and what color should they be?
This is the most man question ever. First of all, I know who this man is. He has navy sheets, I promise you, and he never washes them.
Baseball caps aligned next to the bed.
Yes, he had like
empty liquor bottle.
Yes, yeah, empty. Yeah. This, I'm getting
fireball,
empty liquor
fireball
bottle.
In the kitchen, empty.
We joke about this a lot on the podcast, men that have navy sheets and never change them and have like old polyester comforters. Mm-hmm. I don't like navy sheets. I think you should change and wash your sheets like, I don't know, at least every 10 days. Wow. Like, I feel like I'm trying to start slow for this guy because it sounds like he doesn't wash his sheets.
He probably also shares a washer and dryer in the unit.
Uh-huh.
Got to get quarters.
Yeah. I would go like a pebble, like a stone color, like a gray.
It's nice, yeah.
White is scary for some people. Not everybody wants to go white. You know, I don't know what his living situation is like, skin mark situation. But I would do like a light gray if I were him.
Light
I would
gray.
Stay, or a light blue, mm-hmm. I think is nice.
So not one or two pairs.
You need two pairs. Like we need to be having two pairs. But I probably do use the same pair of sheets a lot.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm going to jump in here. I know he wasn't asking for my opinion. He was asking for your
opinion. No, hit me. Tell me
I just want to jump in. Sheets are not crazy expensive. You go on Amazon, right? My thing is, if you get like 3-4 pairs of sheets, you don't got to do laundry. You get 4 pairs of sheets.
Huh?
Hold on. Hear me out.
You just wear boxes and throw them away?
No, hear me out. I'm saying sheet laundry. So like he's saying, how often do I wash them? I'm saying if you have like 4 pairs of sheets, you can go 3 months with 4 pairs of sheets.
You got to wash them eventually.
You're avoiding sheets.
But you're avoiding
it. Febreze them, you know?
No. But what I'm saying is because if you have 1 pair of sheets, you have 1 pair of sheets.
And then
you have
to wash the sheets.
No, then you have to do laundry. You have to do laundry every 10 days, you were saying, every 10. But if you have multiple pairs of sheets.
You got to wash them that day, put them back on that
day. And the sheets load is always a lot lighter. So now you can afford to put them all in at once.
Yes.
As you're saying, two at least would be practical.
Get 5 pairs. Get 5 pairs.
Or they do what they did in Big Daddy and just sleep on the newspaper. And if you pee yourself, easy cleanup.
Yeah.
Solid. This is
also,
really
also, patterns are nice.
Pattern sheets are nice. It can spice up your room decor also.
Yeah, a little bit. Like
a pattern is great.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I have a friend who has navy sheets and he fits that demo so much. Lives in a studio apartment. Doesn't have plates, but he has Tupperware.
My dad has navy sheets also and he eats off of paper plates. Yeah. He just has Tupperware. He doesn't have silverware.
It's the type of person.
Yeah. It's a specific kind of person.
Gabe, what else?
All right. This is a question here from Gage and he says, when I'm having sex with my girlfriend, do I just surprise lick her starfish?
I think that we should always be talking to our significant other about like what we like, what turns us on, you know, what would really fucking make me come so hard, blah, blah, blah. We should always be having those conversations. Butt stuff, I think, yes, it should come up. You should talk about it. I wouldn't like it personally, but like a lot of my girlfriends love it. Yeah, if somebody just started eating my butthole, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Well, I think we said earlier, the whole fantasy thing. I had this dream.
Yep.
I was eating your ass on a Tuesday out front of TGI Friday.
Yeah, and
part of that is crazy?
And I came so hard, it went into the jalapeno poppers. Like, it's just, you know, a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It would be crazy to start doing it, but a lot of people really like it. And then I also think, like, before we start with, like, mouth on butthole, mm-hmm. I think we do, like, a little finger on butthole first or even, like, a little vibrator on the butthole. Like, you don't have to go straight, like, you don't have to go, like, tongue into the butthole right off the bat. Like we can just do a little bit of finger stuff first.
Yeah.
Like I'm a big believer in easing into new sexual territories.
Good.
Yeah, you can't really open.
You can't open with.
You can't go straight diesel gas. You got to go 87, right. 89, 91 mm-hmm. diesel.
Yeah. I mean, you might want to start like Bird Scooter.
Yeah.
87. Yeah. 89 premium.
Maybe even just a diesel. Fitbit. Just walk around.
Yeah.
I'll give you one more, then we'll do some anonymous.
This is a question from Nathan who says, what's generally more attractive? How a guy is dressed, how they smell, their facial construction, or their body, etc.
I love this question.
So, okay. I like this question because I've always said, like, I don't love dating apps because everybody that I've dated, I might have like swiped by because I don't know what they're like in the real world. Like I like the way somebody carries themselves. I like listening to the tone,
presence,
the cadence,
ambiance.
And like, I like to see how you smell. I like to see how you move in a room. Like just because somebody photographs well does not mean that like I could be attracted to them in the real world.
Yeah, Michael.
Do you photograph really well?
Photograph pretty good.
What? You're great in person too. You guys are great. You're both great.
Okay.
somebody's body and their face and the way they smell. Thing, right? Yeah, I feel like I just like want like an overall, but like if somebody is like just societally averagely good looking, like if society would say you're a six, Gabe, if you're like smart and funny and doing cool shit and you're just fucking like you light up a room. Like I have like met people that I've been like, why am I attracted to this person?
Yeah.
But it's because they're fucking like the coolest person. And I'm like, if you sucked, you'd be ugly. But you're fucking cool and you light up a room and you make me laugh. And so like.
And I like that cleft palate. I don't even care.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody I've dated has been like physically very different. Like.
Gross?
Not gross. I'm really like, I like bald guys with beards. It's like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
But like two exes ago, he was like a bodyguard. He was like yoked up. He was just 6'5", covered in tattoos, just like the biggest dude you could ever meet. And my last boyfriend was not small, but he's not like a giant.
He's listening. He's like, I fucking
work out. No one's hiring him to be a security guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be like a Dave and Buster's or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a Dave and Buster's like at the skee ball machines.
I feel that.
So to me, it's just like about vibe. Like, are you fucking cool? Are you fun? Do I like talking to you?
Yeah.
I like these questions.
I do think dating apps should have a scent, like a scratch and sniff. Like you swipe on somebody and like a little bit of a 4D experience that like shoots out. And you can smell what the person wants.
Shoots out of your phone.
Also, you know what's odd? Remember like, it doesn't matter what I'm about to say. What I'm going to say is every dating app should have a video.
I think a lot of them starting.
So Hinge just started voice memos.
Oh yeah,
no, bad
voice. You hate
voice
it?
Is big though.
I saw some. I think a TikTok of it where some girl played like a compilation of them. They were bad.
Yeah,
well, it's just guys trying to be funny.
Well, like, I've heard some. There's bad.
Fuck the voice, but there's not a video.
No, you can do videos.
You can.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. On Hinge, at least.
But I feel like with the voice stuff, like guys would like record their voice memo right as they wake up in the morning. So it's all raspy. Like, hey, yo, baby, girl. They're smoking cigarettes. Yeah. So they have a raspier voice and they record it.
That's why I like just meeting people. I like everybody I've ever dated, I've met in the wild. I've never had a relationship with anybody I met on a dating app.
Did you meet them just like at a bar, like a friend introed you? Or
my last relationship, I met him doing a podcast. He works in comedy. Oh, the guy before that, I met him at a live show that I was doing.
Okay.
The guy before that, I met him at after a live show. He was just
doing security.
yeah, and I don't know. Like, I also like women always ask us a lot on the podcast, like, how do I meet men in the wild? Essentially, and I'm just like, just say hello. You'll get a vibe pretty quickly if somebody doesn't want to talk to you. Somebody's not attracted to you. If they have a significant other, like, you'll just read social cues.
I also love when a woman walks up to you.
Uh huh.
Oh my God, it's the hottest thing in the whole world. She's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, it's the weirdest thing because it never happened.
It catches you off guard. That's true.
And it's awesome.
People don't know what to say. You don't have to like go in and open up with like, if you were an animal, what would you be? You can just make an observation about something in the room.
That'd be an emu.
Literally, I think the easiest thing is to walk up and just compliment what they're wearing. It's the simplest thing and everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, those are some sick shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got them at Ross. And then you're in.
Something not like predatory or weird.
Yes.
Hey, do you ever come here? What are the good drinks that are here? Like,
yeah.
You know, I also like, I'm not saying this to like insult, but I've never been the prettiest girl in the room. I look fine. I've never been the prettiest girl of all my friends. I'm not like a 10. I've always had to be like funny and interesting. I couldn't like rely on my looks. So I know I look fine, but I have never been the prettiest girl in the room, but it's never stopped me from walking up to any guy in the room. I've never thought to myself, like, is this person going to find me attractive enough? I will know within 2 seconds if this person wants to talk to me, and I'm good.
That confidence is going to have you overshadow everyone that is like, that you're saying that you're not as hot.
I also have double D boobs, so, you know, I just rely on that.
Say no more. Put them on the bar. Buy me 3 drinks, one for me, one for my left and right tit.
yeah, that's me. So I've never like paused to think like, am I pretty enough to talk to this guy? You'll know in a minute.
Do you hold him up when you talk to the guys? Hey.
I hold the left one.
There it is.
The right one's shaking their hand. Hi, nice to meet you.
The right one, you know, I gotta, you know, can't give them everything all at once.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like it. I like it.
Tease in the industry,
hey!
Huh?
Hey!
It's like, what size is the other one? Let's do an anonymous one.
Yeah, guys, we're almost
this is the last and final one.
An anonymous submission, and they say, I don't remember much from Halloween weekend.
One of the vague memories I have is having sex with a girl out in a cemetery near the party I was at.
Whoa.
I checked the timestamps the next day, and it was around 1 a.m. on Halloween morning. Was I used as a part of a ritual?
Yes.
I mean, nothing good happened, right?
Oh, he said he fucked in a cemetery?
Yeah.
He remembers having sex in a... Vaguely remembers having sex in a cemetery.
Hot.
I think some people just like get off on doing something that feels like a little dangerous. Yeah, it's different. Like outside of the norm.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah,
crazy.
I'm all
like,
about
I
public banging, so I could see something like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. So you like public sex.
I love it.
Okay. Public guy.
What's the craziest places you had sex?
Dallas Airport.
At where?
On the plane. No,
it was in
front of Sabara.
No, it was just in a bathroom there. It was like a family.
Yeah, I love those. Okay. Where
or like hikes.
Okay.
Soho House.
Which Soho House did you?
Michael's House. LA. The LA one.
Okay.
I was doing a show there.
You fucked a Malibu House?
No, that's a little out of my price range. Come on.
Okay.
Look it up.
This is great. I think that's really hot. I think it's like kind of hot and sexy to fuck.
Well, that's what it is. It's like there's people outside cutting into the eggplant parmesan. You're like, oh, you know what else? Some fucking eggplants. And you guys are so horned up at the table. You're just like, I'll meet you in there.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
All for it. He's like, oh, there's no passion. There's no love.
You're not into it. We found a thing that you're not into.
That's why we're so yang and yang.
Not into it.
That's his line.
Yeah. I just like it because the goal is to come quick. So let's be real here. You know, you get in, you get out, shake a couple hands. Good day.
Okay. Yeah. You're just looking for a quick. I love that.
But it's fun.
That's your line.
You feel like you're in a movie. You walk out, you're zipping on each other's pants, you're looking around, playing it cool. When you're not playing it cool, you're looking at the ceiling.
You have cum all in your hair. You're like, it's normal.
And I'm walking like this.
You're like, nobody knows. Nobody's going to know.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a fun, like...
Yeah, I love it. It's
little teehee, you know?
Yeah. So, yes, he was used as a ritual, but... I just think it's like hot to fuck outside. It's kind of dangerous.
Or maybe it's just a house party with great decorations in the backyard, you know?
Or like maybe so he wasn't funny. Actually at the cemetery at all.
Yeah, maybe it's Halloween.
Like a tombstone on the lawn.
If this was Easter, get out.
Yeah.
But Halloween.
So funny.
I believe it.
I think he went to a cemetery. I don't think it was a part of a ritual. I think he fucked while ghosts watched, and I think he got off.
I think
the
he
only
got
disrespectful thing is,
a ghost.
Yeah, where do you finish?
He gets fingered by Casper.
Freddy got fingered?
Yeah, you can't finish.
Yeah, I would finish in my hand.
How you go to hell?
In the grass or finish in the girl?
In the.
I would.
Everyone is listening. Wrong.
I would
don't finish
my,
the girl.
I finish my hand, then go wash it out of the Burger King.
First?
Oh no! Oh, you're thinking of like I don't think they're wearing a condom in a goddamn cemetery.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's be protect. Let's
That'd
be
so
safe.
Funny, like putting on a condom next to a grave.
Yeah.
The ghost is like, boo, pussy.
Yeah. Come in or it doesn't matter. Life is short. Life is short. Coming from someone who's dead is hilarious.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
You'll be here soon, too.
Oh, my God. That's
beautiful last words. Look, if you're ever near a cemetery and you're with your loved one, you know, turn up, dude. You got a tombstone in your pants, rocked up, ready to go.
Let's go.
Well, I think that completes. What a great episode.
This was so fun.
Randy, we'd love to have you back anytime. Obviously, your podcast is massive. Girls Gotta Eat, please check it out. They're on tour everywhere.
Yeah, do you want to plug any tour? Day?
Where can they get the tickets?
We just released a bunch of 2022 dates. We'll be all over the West Coast. So we're coming to LA.
Cool.
We're doing the Wiltern. We can't wait. We'd
love
to have you guys there. We're doing the Masonic in San Francisco. We'll be at the Balboa
That's
in San Diego.
Gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
So that is all in February. And then in March, we're doing Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, and we have a DC show. A couple
Beautiful.
Of shows in February.
Cool.
So lots of good stuff coming up.
Yeah, we're coming to LA show. It'll be awesome.
I would love to have you guys. Dude, so please come. The Wiltern on February 19th. That's a Saturday night. It's going to be so fun.
Fuck, the Wiltern's gorgeous. I was just there for a show. You guys are going to love it.
Where can they get tickets?
You can get tickets at girlsgottaeatpodcast.com.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for being a guest. Sorry Ashley couldn't make it, but dude, you fucking, such a great conversation.
You guys are great. Thank you for having me.
Hell awesome. Yeah. All right, guys, as I always say, we love you. Thank you for being part of this community. And guys, till next episode, big kiss, big hug. We're out.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We are a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring four of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!